Thanks for joining us. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has underlined the notion of Mahdism as a vitally important cause and the ultimate goal of all the Divine Prophet's missions and endeavors. In a meeting with a number of scholars, experts, authors, and researchers working on the issue of Mahdism, the leader emphasized the need for expansion of scholarly, precise, and authoritative work by real experts in the field and avoiding vernacular and inaccurate attempts based on sheer imagination and illusion. Ayatollah Khamenei then pointed out Mahdism is a common concept in all divine faiths, but Shiism has illustrated the issue with full details and has even given a personal account of the long-anticipated savior. The leader also highlighted anticipation as an integral component of the philosophy of Mahdism, which requires social and spiritual preparedness among the genuine anticipators. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the volume of development projects in Iran will be doubled this year compared to the previous one. The chief executive said this in an address to the General Assembly of Iran's Construction Engineering Disciplinary Organization in Tehran. President Ahmadinejad called on the engineers to play a part in carrying out the government's new housing plan, which is due later this year. He went on to say attempting to do great works is essential to secure the progress of the nation, and all Iranian engineers are expected to contribute to that cause and help build the country in the framework of the Iranian Islamic pattern of progress. Tehran says more than 70% of the enemy's bases in the region are within the range of the country's missiles. The remark was made by commander of Aerospace Division of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps, Brigadier General Amir Ali Hajizadeh, at a press conference in Tehran. He also said Iran's short and medium-range missiles are well capable of targeting those military bases, since most of them are 185 to 250 miles far from Iran. Turning to recent national military achievements, the IRGC commander said Iran successfully test-fired two missiles into the mouth of the Indian Ocean about 5 months ago. The commander concluded that launch pads are built all around the country to enable the armed forces to launch the missiles whenever necessary. And the volume of foreign investment in Iran posted a 20% rise in the Iranian calendar year 1389 compared to the year before. That according to Deputy Economy Minister Behruz Ali Shiri, who told the news briefing that Iran absorbed some $4 billion of foreign investments in the 12-month period to March 20, 2011. Ali Shiri, who is head of Iran's Investment and Economic and Technical Assistance Organization, predicted that the figure will rise by 50 to 60% this year. He went on to say the organization considers a variety of plans to encourage further foreign investment in